Marie Kahn. Marie Kahn, her mother, and her World War vet father tried to survive one of the worst domestic terrorist attacks in U.S. history. Marie Kahn. Okay, class, hope you all enjoyed your 3-day weekend, said Mrs. Akiwowo as she grabbed the thick history textbook and raised it to her chest with two hands. Since yesterday was our day to remember our fallen soldiers, I find it fitting for us to start talking about the Civil War. Mrs. Akiwowo looked at me and noticed my wide smile. Well, I'm glad to see at least one person is excited. Even though Mrs. Akiwowo knew how much I loved history, especially anything pertaining to our great military, she had no idea how much of an understatement that was. The Civil War was when we, African Americans, fought for our freedom and was my favorite part of my favorite subject. Oddly enough, although we won, my father had to serve our country through France. He served in the 9th Separate Battalion of Ohio, which fought in the World War as part of the 372nd Infantry Regiment. The war has been over for 2 years now, but he still trained every day, and I've had the privilege of joining him. The loud noise caused all 13 of us, including Miss Akiwowo, to be startled. We all looked at the classroom door that had just been opened so fast it slammed against the wall. My father was in the doorway. His eyes spewed uncertainty and anger. Oh, my. Mrs. Akiwowo looked at me and then back at my father. Mr. Kahn, is everything okay?
I'm sorry for barging in like this, Mrs. Akiwowo, but I'm here to get my daughter.
He looked at me.
It's a family emergency.
I stood up and picked up my books with haste. I'm sorry to hear that. Take care, Marie and Mr. Kahn. I hope all goes well.
I walked by him as he closed the door and looked at Mrs. Akiwowo and said, so do I. He nodded his head. Take care.
What is going on, Dad?
We will speak in the car.
Our steps echoed with authority and temporarily calmed the rush of thoughts in my head. My dad left the car running right in front of the school. The reality of the situation weighed on me when I saw my mom in the passenger seat. My father, not being in his office, was a shocker. But my mom, not being at the front desk, was another. If my father's bank was open, my mother was there. I opened the back door and closed it as I jumped in the back seat. Is the bank closed? My mom doesn't respond. She just looked at my father as he sat in the driver's seat. Only after he drove off did she respond with, "Your father will let you know what is happening." He took a quick look at me in the rear view and looked back at the street.
This morning they arrested the Rollins boy, Dick.
The one that graduated from my school last year?
I don't know if he graduated from Booker T, but he is around your age. He made a left on Elgin Avenue. Either way, he was arrested for assaulting a white elevator operator at the Drexel building. We heard talks of a mob of angry white men outside the station with plans on lynching the boy. So we went over there to make sure he was treated fairly.
He looked at my mother briefly and placed his hand on her leg as he looked back at the road.
I told Bobby to leave the gun at home.
He looked at me again through the rearview mirror.
A fight broke out between us and them. The gun went off.
He stopped talking for a second as he shook his head and turned into the parking lot of Pop's supermarket.
Either way, we have to get back to the bank and lock ourselves down before they come.
Who's they? He turned his head to look at me.
Death on a pale horse with the Klan marching behind it.
He opened the door and got out.
I'm grabbing some things to hold us over. You two stay here.